Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Buying Whole Foods for $13.7 billion was easy. Now comes the hard part for Amazon.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So Amazon practically broke the internet with the announcement of its $13.7 billion acquisition of Whole Foods. The deal has been called a seminal moment in the world of eating. Here to talk about the new hurdles that emerge is the Wall Street Journal's Julie Jargon, joining us via Skype from Los Angeles. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
So now that the dust settles from the acquisition, it's interesting. Amazon now faces a last-mile logistics problem of getting fresh food to doorsteps that it doesn't with other goods. Is selling fresh food going to be a particularly tough area for them to get into? What is the struggle like?
It's been a tough area for everyone to get into. The problem is, for one thing, it's hard to keep groceries fresh and cold. And that's something they haven't had in their distribution system. They haven't had the refrigerators in their fulfillment centers because they haven't had to in a big way. But so some people think that this will offer them basically a bunch of distribution centers with refrigeration all over the country in the form of Whole Foods stores, and that that might help solve that problem that they've struggled with. But it's still difficult to get the groceries, keep them fresh and cold in transit. And then, you know, they sometimes could sit outside people's houses who aren't there to receive the groceries. So there are a lot of logistical issues all along the way that everybody's been struggling with. And so it's no guarantee that Amazon will be able to figure this out, but this does give them a leg up in something that they haven't had before in terms of that infrastructure.
Right. And it highlights the challenges grocers are seeing with this new reality, this new consumer that's out there, because, you know, the days of filling up shopping carts are long gone.
That's right. People have really been shifting their food buying behavior. Really, in the last few years, there's been a real rise of other types of retailers, and it's a really fragmented market, and people are not brand loyal as much as they used to be. So they don't just, you know, go to their neighborhood grocery store anymore. They may go there and a lot of other places. They may seek, you know, some cheaper staple items from a convenience store or a Walmart, but they may also go to some higher end places when they want some gourmet meats and cheese for a dinner party. So they're really spreading their dollars around more broadly than they ever have before. And that's really creating pressure on the retail food industry as a whole.
Does this then potentially put pressure on others to step up their e-commerce game? What are companies like Walmart and Kroger doing to compete with Amazon?
Yeah, the other companies like Walmart and Kroger have already started to dabble in delivery. They have some different test markets where they're trying this, and curbside pickup, where you can order your groceries online and have them bagged and ready for you when you drive up to get them. But a lot of people think that this will put pressure on them to get this figured out more quickly and really light a fire under them to get this going.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Julie Jargon about what lies ahead for Amazon with its planned acquisition of Whole Foods. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for joining us. So what happens now? What does Amazon do next? And does the mainstream grocery industry start to get concerned soon?
I believe the grocery industry will get concerned soon if they're not already. As far as what's next for Amazon, I think it's a matter of trying to, of course, the deal isn't a done deal yet. And once it closes, then it will be a matter of integrating these two companies and trying to figure out exactly what they're going to do with these Whole Foods stores, how they're going to use them, if they're going to be plucking fresh produce from those particular stores and kind of treating them as distribution centers from which they can then take those items and deliver them to the consumers that live within a small radius of those Whole Foods stores or what. So it's not, you know, all of the wrinkles of how this will all play out are not yet known. And, of course, the deal isn't finalized yet either. But I think all of the big grocery stores are thinking about this now and, you know, trying to come up with a plan for how to gird against any future competition.
All right, times are changing and quickly. Julie Jargon, thanks very much for the time.
Thanks for having me.
For more on Wall Street Journal reporter Julie Jargon's coverage of the food industry, be sure to head to WSJ.com. Wrapping up the tech news briefing, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Follow the Wall Street Journal on your favorite podcast app. Search WSJ on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and any Amazon Alexa device. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.